Blog Talk Radio.
And Boogie Track. Yeah, K Boogie. I ain't gonna do no intro on this one.
This is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio,
Love and Entertainment.
Yo, what up, what up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man 8, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio,
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio,
entertainment.
With your host, Rich Money. Don't keep it locked.
Hey, this is DJ Kevski, and you're listening to GQ Palace.
This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio.
Follow me,
let's go.
Follow me, yeah. Follow me.
Let's go.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse. Currently with Elements of Tech. Y'all already know what it is. Right now you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked and locked and locked and locked.
Hey yo, check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Susie, and I'm chilling with my dog Rich Money, man. And we on the live station right now. GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it.
Where the party at? Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Whip washed and waxed from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million sacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and sack. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
GQ Palace.
Party at. Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Whip washed and waxed from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million sacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and sack. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
What's going on, dogs and divas, kings and queens, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the episode of Entertainment. This is Rich Money, and with me I have the lovely Storm. I don't know if you know Storm, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. But
microphone check, 1-2-1-2.
In and out, you know, as she's handling her business.
Am I loud enough?
But, Yes, you're loud. You're loud enough. Yes, you're good.
Okay.
You're good. So how was your weekend, Storm?
Oh, it's been a busy, productive week. Thank God it's Friday. Happy Friday to everyone. Enjoy your Friday. Be safe on Friday. Thank God it's Friday. How about you?
Well, you know what? It's been good. You know, I can't complain. Days been good. I got this eye on my eye. I don't know what it's from. I think I scratched myself in the eye and stuff. And it's just been irritating and itching. You know, like a little kid, I want to punch myself in the eye.
Well, I don't know, just been itching.
Just make sure you got clean hands. So make sure, like, you know, as you like move around and stuff, and you scratch your eye or rub your eye, make sure your hands are clean at all times. Keep that Purell in your pocket.
Yeah.
You know, we don't realize how many things we touch and then touch our face or our nose or our ear. You know, we don't realize it, but we touch a lot of different things that, you know, just be, you know, just be mindful of that.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's probably like, yeah, so they say, you know, like, of course it's like your mouth is like the nastiest part of your body, you know. But because it's like holds so much germs and all that stuff, but I think that at the same time, it's your hands, you know, you could be touching anything, like the steering wheel or, you know, papers in the car, and then you won't remember, and you'll touch your face or your eye, or, you know, something like that. Just gotta be mindful, that's all. Germ-free, mindful of what's going on. But I know for me, the week has been. It's Friday, people. There's nothing, a little little nice little plate of food, a nice little, you know, cup of Malibu on a Friday night.
Oh, you said
Malibu,
huh?
To go down.
About
to go down.
You said the Malibu.
About to go down.
You said the Malibu.
Yeah.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, Malibu. Drink the coconut rum. You know, drink
on
the
a Friday
rum.
Night.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know. It's gonna rain. You know, we'll be home by then, settled, chilling, feet up, watching something on TV. I don't even know. But yeah.
I imagine. But yeah, supposed to be rain, a sleet, a snow tonight, or something like that. That they was talking about supposed to happen.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think that's still gonna stop no people from getting their party on. You know, cold weather out the way.
It's cold though. It's cold outside.
Yeah, hopefully we get this way. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to a song real fast. So when we come back, we're going to hit these topics and see what's going down because the lines is flooded. All right? All right,
sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back. Man.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Radio.
Once upon a time, there was a toxic king who was going to war and leaving his queen behind.
Early in the morning, late at night, it don't even matter what time it is. President Roland R.M. Wade. Whenever I found time, it's okay.
ATL, Jacob.
You pray for my demons, girl, I got you. Every time I step on codeine, I get vulnerable. Annoying the sounds of the storm when it comes. She understand I can't take her everywhere a nigga going. I've been in the field like the children of the corn. I can hear your tears when they drop over the phone. Get mad at yourself cause you can't leave me alone. Gossip and messy, that ain't what we doing. Traveling around the world. Over the phone, dropping tears. I get more vulnerable when I do this. When you drunk, you tell me exactly how you feel. When I'm loaded, I keep it real. Need to tell a real one exactly what it is. Don't say it cause you know that's why I wanna hear.
I've been trapping around the world. I sit on my balcony and wonder how you're feeling. I got a career that takes my time away from women. I cannot convince you that I love you for a living. I be on your line, feelings flowing like a river. You be texting back, you and Kiki on the river. Flesh to say deliver, but I know that y'all don't get it. Why you introduce us if you knew that you was with him? Made me shake his hand, we all been fucking for a minute. Walk me off the plane because you know that I'm a swimmer. Supposed to be a dog, but you done put me in a kennel. Girl, put a muzzle on it, all that barking over dinner. I was fucking with you when you had a tiny presidential. You got better when you met me and that ain't coincidental. Tried to bring the best out you, guess I'm not that influential. Guess I'm not the one that's mad for you. I can hear your tears when they drop over the phone. Get mad at myself cause I can't leave you alone. Gossip and messages, that ain't what we doing. Yeah.
trapping around the world. Over the phone, dropping tears. I get more vulnerable when I do feel. When you drunk, you tell me that they how you feel.
When I'm loaded, I keep it real. Need to tell the real one exactly what it is. Early in the morning, late at night, it don't even matter what time it is.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Love and Entertainment with your boy Rich Money and your girl Storm. Storm, you know, I don't know, but we had put the topic up earlier on Facebook, Instagram, and all that. And the lines is flooded, and people are already pressing the one button because I guess some people already know what the topic is about. But I'm going to fill them in on it real fast, all right?
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Now, tonight's topic is, what would you do if you found out your spouse you was with for 6 months turned out to be your relative? That's something to really, really think about. You know, like, you don't been with this person for 6 months. A lot of things don't happen. Y'all don't fell in love and, you know, but now you found out it's a relative. How would you approach that, Storm? Am I putting you on the spot?
I don't know. I mean, when you say spouse, that means what, we're just dating? Is this is new? This is fresh? Or what do you mean by spouse?
Spouse, your spouse, the person you're with. You've been with them 6 months. It's your spouse, your boyfriend. Your
girlfriend. So it's something new. It's something fresh.
Yeah,
something new.
Months.
Something fresh. Yeah, 6 months is brand new. I mean, if we're related, we're related. I mean, what are we, kissing cousins, you know? I don't know. You know, it's
See,
like...
You don't know y'all related. You don't know that we have a caller. Let's bring the caller.
So what do you do? You call
it?
Call
it, that's the same.
All right, just go ahead. Go to the caller. Just go to the caller.
Okay, we're going to go to the caller. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Peace, folks. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Can y'all hear me? Hello?
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 We hear you. Yep.
Okay. We hear you. I have my fan blowing in the background, my heater.
It's all right.
Wow.
I
heard the topic. That's crazy. This mo better in the building, folks. Chiming in with my peoples over here, GQ Palace Radio AM.
What's going on, Mo?
That right there is crazy. And although that y'all fell in love and all of that stuff, I don't care how long it's been, that needs to stop ASAP. You know, And go to your higher power to, like, you try to erase whatever was in there out. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's why it's important that, you know your family history, you know, so you don't have problems like this happening, you know. But that's a travesty.
But what would you do?
As far as if I met somebody
now,
and they
now,
ended
now,
up
now
being
mind
like,
you don't met this person, love with this person. Now you found out this person is a relative. At the beginning, you never knew that y'all just met. You know, boom, boom, boom. Things happen, rise. You found out later on down the line, relative. Would you still, you know?
No, I would end it. I would end it. I would end it. I would end it. Because, like, you know, like Storm was saying, what are we, kissing cousins? No, I don't do those. You could be 4, 5, 6 times you removed. Know, but, nah, that's not how. That's not how. You know.
Huh? You know, there's definitely some. There are some people out there that will do it.
Oh, this
you
know, I know people
come
that have
done. You know.
That, yeah, I have. I know
yeah.
people personally that's done that and just kept rocking with it. Like, well, yeah. Oh well. Well, we done did it now.
It's
so
not gonna be over here. Well, look, we
but
just not going to do it over here. That's all.
See,
but yeah, nah.
What, I think it's
but yeah, it's a hard no for me.
It's easier said than done.
It's a hard no for me, too, Long Island's leading lady. Right, it's a hard no for me, too. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you know, nah,
I'm y'all, I think it's easier said than done. We're going to bring in another caller. We have another caller on the line, all right? We're going to bring them on.
He said easier said than done.
Oh, Lord.
You said it done. Hello, caller. Are you there? Are you there?
Hello?
Okay, I don't know if the caller is there. Yep. There you go. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Hello, caller? Last
Hello?
424.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, caller, are you there?
So the caller's having some technical difficulties real quick, but caller, we can hear you. So if you want to just give your, you know, just let us know what you think. You know, are you going to be kissing cousins or is it a hard no for you? I'm just saying, it's a hard no for me and Miss Mobetta.
Hands raised. Over
Shout
here.
Out to Diva Squad.
But you know what though, Storm and Rich Money, back in the day, I know when my mom and got married, they had to take a blood test. They used to give blood tests to yourself before you got married to make sure, you know,
really?
The bloodline. Yeah, they
really?
Used to
the
just
don't
want
to say
have
nothing
to
now.
Have
I don't,
blood
I don't
know. Yeah, they used to have blood tests before you got married. But for some reason, that went out the window. And I was
mm-hmm.
looking on social media somewhere where they said people are doing it now to keep the bloodline strong. I was like, what the bejesus? And it's still a hard no for me.
But, you know, so in other words, y'all saying y'all could be in love with this person. Y'all don't have, you know, did things with this person. And it sounds like they're relatives.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. This is your girl Storm.
Love is a very difficult thing.
I'm gonna be honest with you. After 6 months, I'm not in love. After 6 months, baby, I'm sorry. This is fresh.
Yeah. Nothing
this is fresh.
Really
I'm not in love.
We're not
really fully invested after 6 months. This is something fresh. This is new.
But you can't say you're not
you
in love.
You might love my company
some people
and love how
I
make you feel.
Right,
yeah, but
some people fall
but
in love
fast. But it's my opinion. I'm telling you from the girl Storm's
opinion.
Storm says no. And Storm says, after 6 months, I'm not in love with you. This is something new.
Yeah,
we're getting to know each other at this point.
Yeah, but see, you got to realize, love is, that's a deep thing to deal with. You know, if somebody loves you and
so,
then...
So, Rich Money, what's
you
your opinion? How about
that? That you love.
How about what's your opinion? Because exactly. Like, yeah.
I feel like if I'm in love, you can call me kissing cousin. But if we in love, and I know my love and how I feel, I just might go with it. I don't know. I might go with it. Because if I feel like I'm in love with this person,
okay.
I'm not going
to
say no. Because love is a strong thing. Everybody could say no. Because that's a... No. That's my cousin. No.
I don't think, but see, you know what it is?
I guarantee you, half the people in the world did something with their cousins.
Well, that, see, once again, it's your girl strong. That's a hard no for me. I'm sorry.
Nobody's going to admit it.
That's not true. People admit it.
I'm going to say about 70% of the people in the world. About 70% of the people.
No.
I don't know about that.
You'd be surprised.
I don't know about that stat number.
You'll be surprised.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that that number is a lot higher because you got when it was kissing cousins and people did it a lot more often, you know, it's like they're okay with it. Some people you meet, some areas you go to, they're okay with it. So they don't have a problem saying, oh, this is my first cousin or second cousin, you know. And half the people probably knew before they even got together anyway, but they were okay with it. You know, I'm just saying, you know, I know people who have been kissing cousins, but I just said for me personally, it's a hard no, you know. And after 6 months, you might want to do some reevaluation of the whole love thing. You know, after 6 months, I mean, you that head over heels in 6 months?
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, 6 months is we're getting to know each other. We're getting to know each other's family, you know, like, we're hanging out. We're blending kids, if anything. You know, we're really getting to know each other. So the love after 6 months, I kind of feel like, is it really love after 6 months? Or is it you love how the person's making you feel? Or you love the time that you're spending with that person? Is it, oh, I love you, I die for you after 6 months?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, like you said, there's many levels to love. Yeah.
Hello? Right. Hello, y'all. Yeah. That's cool. We're going to bring them on. All right, y'all?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, we got another caller bringing them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes. Hello?
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm okay. Did you hear the topic for today? Well, tonight.
Yes, I did.
Rather.
Yes,
and
I did.
What is your opinion on it?
Well, there's different levels of love. But it also depends on the situation. Now, if you and this person has been dating for 6 months, no one in the family knew the bloodline like that. Because, you know, some family members don't check on their bloodline like that to find out who's cousins and stuff like that. And a child is involved and you're in love, then I think you should go for it. Stay with it. But there, if there's no child involved and you really not feeling that person, I think that's an out for the relationship.
Okay. So maybe now, what if you was in that situation?
If I was in that situation and I was truly in love with this person way before I found out that that person was my cousin and I had a child with them or not, I would say...
No. We are going to forget the child.
There's no child involved.
No child involved.
Say,
you've been with this person for 6 months. Oh, okay. That's what I mean by everybody has their own opinion.
I would say, because there is no way you can be around a person for 6 months, then all of a sudden you find out y'all cousins, and you have to be around each other in functions, family functions, or you bump in the street or just hanging out. You can't deny that you love that person.
I never thought about that one.
You can just, honey, you can deny it. You could just be like, you know what? It was fun while it lasted. But sorry. Just bring in some humor. Just bring in some humor to it. That's all.
But it's easier said than done.
Of course. But I could see you and look at you and be like, all right, we enjoyed ourselves. We had a really good time, you know, but... No, I mean, after you find out the bloodline, I think the question is, like, do you believe that someone can be in love in 6 months?
It depends on who you are as a person and who your spouse is as a person. If y'all connect.
Yeah.
It's bound to happen. Whether it's 6 months, 3 months, 2 months. It depends on who you are and how you assess love.
Yeah, to each his own. Of course.
Yeah,
okay,
because
love,
it's different levels of love. Like, you could love a person and still be with them. You could love a person and not be with them. If you were a person for 6 months and it's deep and, you know, the relationship is, like, strong, it's going to be hard. That's why I say it's easier said than done. It's going to be hard to leave that person because then you got to realize that love sick feeling, that is nothing to play with. That love sick feeling, you know, you can't eat, you can't sleep, you can't do nothing. And that feeling.
Would you want to do it? Avoid that person the rest of your life because you found out your family now?
Oh, no.
No,
oh,
you
no.
don't have
but
to
see,
avoid.
But that's the thing. Exactly. That I missed my bed. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you don't have to avoid them. However, you have to actually look at the circumstance like, damn, we messed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't know, whatever. Like I said, that's why it's important to know your family history. Ask questions, you know. So at 6 months, again, if there's no children or anything involved, I can't really say that you really have that much investment. Okay? Yeah, we messed up. Like, I couldn't. Once I heard the word cousin, family member, all that other shit going out the window anyway. That's done. That's a done deal.
Okay, so but you said if there's a baby involved. You said if there's a baby involved. Why the baby got to be involved?
Because people get pregnant after the first time having sex sometimes. You know?
It only takes one time.
It only takes one time to get pregnant. Now,
it only takes one time.
Like the young lady was saying before, like people do have, they end up having children together, you know, being relatives. We pray that the kids turn out all right because a lot of times they come out handicapped or something like that because of their relationship. So,
right.
You know, it's a lot of things to consider.
Okay, so my question to you is, so what is this baby called? Fatherly cousin? But what is the baby going to be called?
What is
the baby to this person?
Uncle Dad.
Exactly, so what is the baby
going to
be?
Uncle Daddy.
You know, that's crazy. It's crazy.
Uncle Daddy.
That's why you can't be humping on your family members. It just confuses the
child. Exactly.
But
see,
you don't
exactly
know if that's a family member to the last minute. So what is your situation? It ain't like you knew about it being a family member and y'all got together
and
y'all
and
kept
it,
going.
It
no, you didn't know this was your family member.
Nothing. Yes, I don't know.
Months,
me personally,
I feel like 6 months you still have time to
make an exit.
Cut that off. Yeah.
Yep, make an exit.
Without
any
harm
make
foul.
An exit. Right,
oh,
and no one's really like, I don't know. I think it depends also, too, because me personally, I think that in the six-month period, I'm just not sure if you're in love right now, you know? I'm not sure if that's really what that is at 6 months. You know, I don't really, I mean, me personally, I don't think so. I think it's because it's
so you don't think you can fall in love with somebody
Me personally, I don't think that you're falling in love with that person
it's
in 6 months. I think that you're loving the moment that you guys share together. I think you're loving the intimacy that you guys have together. I think you're loving the vibe. I think you're loving all of that. But to say that I'm deeply in love with you to the point where if I find that you're my cousin, I'm not going to leave you, I don't know if that's love. I'm kind of thinking on love side to me, you know, but like I said, it's everyone has their own opinions. Everybody has their own opinions.
Yeah.
And, you know, me personally, I just feel like I don't think that it's love right there. And I think for me, within the 6 month period, hopefully there's no children involved, you know, and you can make the exit because then just devil's advocate, what happens if you stay? And now you really do fall in love with this person. You guys really want to have children. What happens then? Do you not have children because you're kissing cousins? Or do you take the chance of having a child anyway, knowing you guys are related? Just Just saying.
No, those are legitimate questions. Absolutely is.
Yeah. Yeah. Just saying.
Like I said,
just, you know.
I don't know.
I mean, like I keep saying over and over, it's easier said than done. That's the way I feel. It's easier said than done. You can say, oh no, I'm not gonna be with this person because I found out they're my cousin. Oh, the love ain't that strong. Oh, you can't fall in love with this. You can. If you believe, it's a thing. It's really a thing called love at first sight, whether you want to believe it or not. That statement is true.
You can
fall in love with a person within 6 months.
Okay, so can I ask you this question then?
I'm just saying, I believe you can fall in love. What happened? I didn't hear you.
I don't know. Let me ask this question to everyone that's here. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right. When they say love at first sight, right? Love at first sight. When you hear that sentence, I fell in love at first sight, or what does that mean? When you fall
what
in love
really
at first
mean?
Sight, are you falling? Are you falling in?
You,
hold, let me just
you
finish.
Took my topic
are you falling?
Are
you? I'm sorry. But are you falling in love with a person's appearance? Because it's love at
that's
first
a,
sight.
That,
what does that mean exactly?
That's strictly appearance.
What does love at first sight mean?
Right.
It means when you see
right,
a person,
yeah.
And y'all just got this eye connection where, you know, it's like nothing else exists around you. You just focus on this person. You got to focus on each other. Everything else is irrelevant. You understand? And let's say, for instance, if you see, you know, you guys got this bond, your heart starts beating fast, like, you know, you get short of breath, and it's like, wow, this person, like, wow, you know, the most beautiful, most handsome person I've ever seen. This person's so fine, you know? And then the words that come into my mouth, y'all
talking.
Either. And when y'all talking, y'all still giving that eye connection. You understand?
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's, you know, I'm just curious. And it's like, okay. And it's like, okay. I'm serious. I'm telling you. Like,
all right. So what about everybody else?
You don't understand. You just want me to tell you how I know? Because I've been through it. I know it.
Okay. What about everybody else on the line? Ladies, how do you feel? What's your definition of love at first sight?
But my thing is, if you make this eye contact with this person, right? My perspective is a male. And he look good the whole nine. He's the package that I want in a man. Until you open your mouth. And then it just turned me off. So.
Goddamn.
I agree with her.
Oh, Lord. Gunshots. Oh, my God.
No, for real. Like I said, love at first sight, that's strictly with the eyes because you really know nothing about this person. You don't know what their character is like. Yeah, you might have felt some type of chemistry, but again, that's all physical. It's all a physical thing. Like,
it's all
oh my God, it's a physical thing. So it's like, oh, she looks good. Oh, he looks good. I want to hit that. You know what I'm saying? But not like she said, when you open your mouth then you find out you should have been hooked on phonics a long time ago. Like, come on.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, can I say something towards
the
that?
The conversation, you don't have to
easily...
be there for me to want to be there with you. We have to have clicks, conversations. It can't be all body and what you want to do to me.
That's the thing right here.
It's easier. Yes. Go ahead. And that's the thing about it. Go ahead.
The thing about this is because you have to go and know what you want. Now, if that's all you're after is the physical, if that's all you want is sex, then love at first sight just might work for you. Because you're not after the intellect.
You're not after
exactly.
any of the other stuff. So
exactly.
you have to know, going in knowing like, listen, all I want is a hit and quit, or we can hit every now and again, or whatever. But that's, again, strictly physical. But you got to go in knowing that. Don't act like you out here looking for a spouse. And, of course, we do. We buy with our eyes. We buy anything with our eyes. However, you have to take some time to figure out, all right, is this person really right? So
okay.
love at first
now,
sight, it can be, it's something out of whack.
Okay, now, can I say something? Now, y'all say love at first sight, you know, oh, the person opens their mouth, but it's out of whack. But this is not a myth. It's a straight fact. A woman, within 3 seconds, could determine if she's going to have sex with a man as soon as she look at him. Am I right?
That can go
right?
both ways.
No, you didn't
exactly.
listen to my thing.
Said,
you're
right.
trying to change it around.
You're
now.
Right.
No, you're trying to change it around.
No.
Either a yes
I'm not
or no question. Am I right?
You're right.
Okay, now,
you're
now
right.
no, just answer the question. Am I right?
I did.
Yes, you
right.
are.
You're right. Okay.
Okay,
right.
now, so if a woman could determine whether they're having sex with this person within 3 seconds, you're going to tell me you can't determine whether you love this person when you're looking at them eye to eye?
Like,
just,
I want
just
to
because
I
want to give you...
long time?
Nope.
Type
nope. No, that's
no.
a no. That's a no.
No,
that's a no.
you can't.
No.
Explain to me why.
You got to get to know that person first.
Explain
before
to
you
why.
Want
oh, my gosh. Could another dude come on this line? I'm like, you love this fool? Can I get a dude on this line? But explain to me why. Go ahead.
Simply because, like I just said before, it all looks good to you until you sit down and have an actual conversation and to see where they are intellectually, and you might not be attracted to it. It might
exactly.
not stimulate you. It might turn off the physical that you had, that you was attracted to. Like, I'm no longer attracted to this person.
Exactly.
So what's the difference of having sex and it's not good if you're looking at a person you know within 3 seconds?
I don't want to be out of line when I say this, but just follow me with this, okay? Yes, a woman knows within 3 seconds if she wants to have sex with the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guy, female,
mm-hmm.
whoever, right? Now,
mm-hmm.
I can have sex with you and not love you.
Exactly.
And, that's true, too.
I can have sex with you and not
with
love
benefits.
You, right? But,
yeah, that's true with benefits.
No,
exactly.
You know what? But guess what? Not only can I have sex with you and not love you, but when we meet love at first sight, as you say,
I didn't hear you.
You broke up.
Hello? Storm?
That's just us enjoying
Hello?
Each other's company. You don't have to talk
Storm,
to me.
Storm. Hello. Storm. We didn't hear nothing you said through
yes.
that whole time. Because your phone went out. We didn't hear nothing you said.
Okay. So what I explained was, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay.
Yes,
what I explained was, yes, the statement is true. Okay. A woman knows within 3 seconds that she wants to have sex with a guy, right? That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But just because I have sex with you don't mean that I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to love you to have sex with you. That's just a form of intimacy. That's me looking at you,
yeah.
me liking your physical, and me knowing that I want to give you something at the end of the day. But guess what? That's just
yeah.
me giving you something and keeping it moving. There's no attachment
right.
to that. It's just two
right.
consenting adults having a good time.
Right. Period.
Just saying.
Period.
Period.
You know what? Yeah. You know, once again, people, the topic is, what would you do if you found out your spouse you was with for 6 months turned out to be your relative? Okay, the lines is flooded. All you got to do is press the one button to go on the air to join in on the topic. But until the meantime, can we go to a song real fast? Because you know what? I need loose control right now. So we're going to go to a song real fast and come back, all right, y'all?
Go to a song.
All right, we'll be right back. We need to lose some control right now.
Music make you lose control. Music make you lose control.
Make you do a double take. Plan a rock, a showstopper, blow pop a head knocker, beat scholar, pill dropper. Do my thing, mother. My Rolls Royce, Lamborghini, blue Medina, always beaming, rag top, chrome pipe, blue lights, out of sight. Long in, sold in, sand again, sold in. Make that money, throw it in. Booty bouncing, don't win. Everybody here. We're gonna make you lose control and let it go, for you know you gon' hit the flow. I rock to the beat till I'm fire. The walk in the club is fire. Get it crunk and wired. Wave your hands, scream louder. If you smoke inside of, bring the roof down and holler. If you tipsy, stand up. DJ, turn it louder. Take somebody by the waist and now throw it in their face like hypnotic, robotic. This shit will rock your body. Take somebody by the waist and automatic.
Remember, if you want to join in the topic, just press the one button. Now everybody got a fresh mind on everything right now. Like he was saying, you don't have to fall in love with somebody when you first meet them. There's no such thing as love at first sight or something like that that we was talking about. And then I brought up the situation where, you know, a female knows within 3 seconds that she's going to have sex with somebody, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now let me know if I'm wrong. You know, let me know.
Let's make a correction though, because the question was, do you believe in love at first sight, and what does it mean? Not saying it can't happen. It's just me personally, the girl Storm, thinks that when you say love at first sight, you're falling in love with the appearance of the person. If I'm looking at you, I'm falling in love with you, with your body, how you look, how you smell. You know, I'm not falling in love with your mental.
No,
it's love at first sight.
See, but when you mean love at first sight, you're going to speak. See, so now, that's what the caller was saying. She was like, well, We could both fall in love at first sight, but when you speak, I don't gotta like you, you know, such and such. So, you know, so my thing is, love at first sight, if a person speak, and they like, okay, well, how can I phrase it? If they like, well...
So now love at first sight, you guys are communicating now?
Right. Love at first sight?
Yeah, that was the question I asked you guys. I asked you, what does love at first sight gave my opinion of what I feel about
you.
So love at first sight,
like, wow.
So now we're communicating? Like, love at first sight, now we're going to hold the conversation?
But you don't think you can fall in love with somebody without communicating? Is what you're saying. Right? Am I right?
No, I can't. I can't.
You just now said... You can fall in love with somebody. You can't fall in love with somebody without communicating. Is that what y'all saying?
Right. That's this is what Storm is saying. Storm is saying,
okay,
I'm not
going to
look at you
saying.
And fall in love with you. I'm not going to look at you and fall in love with you. I might look at you and be like, well, damn, he's fine. You know, or damn, look at Busta Rhymes or something like that. You know, but... I'm not going to fall in love with you just by looking at you. No, that's not how love works in my mind.
So you don't believe in love at first sight is what you're saying?
I don't think it's possible.
Because you're throwing in a conversation with the love at first sight. But you don't believe in it is what you're saying. Unless you have a conversation, you're in love with this person at first sight.
I don't believe that you can look. I don't believe you can look at someone and say, I love that person. Like, this is love at first sight. No, I don't. The girls, this is your girlfriend.
Okay, and there's other women,
women on the show.
Well, me neither. I can't fall in love with you right away just looking at you. I can't.
No.
You have
to be able to talk to
me about different topics, not just music and rappers. And then you start sounding like them. And then you start acting like them. That's a turn-off for me. That's
right.
Okay, see, y'all taking the whole thing to a whole left turn. See, because
the person has to stimulate you mentally, emotionally, and physically in order for you to love them, in my book.
So,
okay,
that's what y'all believe, right?
Yes.
That's what y'all believe.
The girl Storm.
Because my thing
I
is, you
could
fall in love with somebody. If you're looking at a person, you just like this person's appearance or whatever. See, y'all thinking about when a person say love at first sight. Y'all thinking about, I love them. Fall in love with this person. Love at first sight means an infatuation with a person. Do y'all know that?
I know that. I don't think it's possible.
Just like all aspects of what you're trying to explain, Rich Money.
I don't believe it's possible.
But just like it's a difference between love and lust. All right. Hold on. We have another caller. We're going to bring this caller on. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello?
Hi, caller. Are you there? Welcome to Love Entertainment. Yeah, I'm not sure if the caller is there or not. Caller, are you there? All right, so I guess they'll press the one button when they're ready. But yes, I think that the beauty of it is that everyone has an opinion and there's no right or wrong answer. It's all up to you and what you're willing to accept in your life. And I just personally feel that the person that I fall in love with has to stimulate me mentally, physically, and emotionally. I need those. I need that for the love. I can't just look at you and be like, well, damn, he's fine. I love him. Or I'm infatuated with his handsomeness. You know,
unless it's Method Man.
We're too old for that.
Exactly. We're not young anymore.
That's for these young girls to fall in love right away.
Can y'all hear me?
Nah. Exactly. Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, okay. A little shuffle, man. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, we hear you. We just the ladies that's on the line, we just agree.
So the person that came on the line just agreed too.
Well, the person that just came on the line, they didn't say nothing, so we don't know if they agree or disagree.
Oh, because I called other somebody just
Yeah, but the person didn't say nothing. So, I mean, we you know, when they want to press the one button again, they'll press the one button again and go on the air. But for the callers that we have on the line right now, we all agree, Rich Money. So let's just turn the tables and ask you, Mr. Don. So do you believe in love at first sight, and what does it mean to you? Can you fall in love with a big old booty?
What?
Or can you look into someone's eyes and be like, oh, I love you? Is that how you feel? I said for the ladies that's on the line that we all agree and we're on one accord, I said, but let's turn the table to you, Rich Money. Do you believe at love at first sight? In love at first sight, do you believe that you can look at someone and be like, ooh, I love this person. I'm infatuated with her. Whether it's her appearance, her boobs, her breasts, whatever. Like, do you believe in that? Like, do you think that that's possible? Just your opinion. Just asking. We can't hear you, Rich Money.
We can't hear you.
We ain't hear nothing you said. I don't know. I repeated it for the second time already. I don't know.
Wow.
Are you gonna
Rich
ask
Money, we
questions?
Can't hear you. Yes, go ahead. Rich Money, we can't hear you. Okay, so while he's trying to figure out the system, what's your question? I'm so sorry. Does someone have a question?
Yeah, no, not it wasn't me.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now we can hear you, yes. We can hear you now.
Okay, all right. Okay, now, like I was saying was, I explained that already. When I said there's nothing else around y'all and it's just you with this person, you understand? It's an infatuation, it's a love. It's like love and lust. You understand? It's a difference. But you could, you hear me?
Okay.
It's just love and lust.
Go ahead, Rich Money. Okay,
you know,
go ahead. Love at first sight, Rich Money. Okay.
Yes.
Where the Don's at?
Yes,
where the Don's at?
I don't know, but a couple of them need to bring their on his line.
Where the Don's at? Press that one button. Let's see what y'all got to say.
Well, the time is almost, you know.
I don't know.
But.
I don't know about that love at first sight. I can look into your eyes and say, I love you.
You could look in the person's eyes and say you love them. You really could. And you know what's going to happen? Karma's going to hit each one of y'all right now. Because you know
how
what?
Do you
karma,
you?
Each one of y'all.
How do you
right?
figure
that?
Right.
I'm exactly.
Tell how do you figure
I don't know,
that?
I don't know. Listen,
ooh.
Listen. I don't know if y'all married, but if y'all married, when y'all go look in your husband's eyes, the first thing he's going to say to y'all is, what was your thoughts when you first met me? Watch.
Damn, he looked good. Damn, he smelled
and then
good.
Say, well,
but it wasn't,
when you
oh, I love
me,
you.
What was it? Was it like a...
How did you meet yours? Huh?
How did you meet yours?
Okay. He used to go to school with my sister. Right?
Uh-huh.
Never met him and stuff like that. We all graduated out of high school and stuff like that. I went to a separate school.
Uh-huh.
So he came through to visit my sister. But before then, they used to chat on the phone. And for some reason, he thought I was rude.
because when my sister used to be on the phone, she used to have my jewelry or whatever I needed when I was getting ready to step out. While she's on the phone,
mm-hmm.
as an
so
older
you shouted
sister,
her
with
out.
Myself.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you finally meet. I'm on the handball court playing with one of my girlfriends playing handball. He comes to the handball court. He sees my sister. They start talking.
You must be New Yorker.
They started talking. He didn't know that me and my sister was related because she never really told,
mm-hmm.
like, show pictures and stuff of me to him like that.
Right.
So.
Right, right.
Fast forward this story real quick. One day he was on the phone with my sister. He was in our team. And he told my sister, tell your sister she rude. And when I see her, I'm going to slap her. Now, I'm
Damn.
The type of person that holds on to stuff like that. So when I see you, I'm going to check you. So,
yeah.
I'm on the handball court with my girlfriend playing, and my sister calls me over to him, and she says his name. Now, in the back of my head, I'm thinking, oh, this the nigga that said he going to slap me. So instead of giving my sense to tell him, oh, this is my sister Vanessa, I looked at him and said, oh, so you the nigga that said, well, you going to slap me. Now slap me. Why
exactly.
did that now? Back forward all the way now, we're still together, and April 26th,
well, did he slap
in 10 years, we're married, and 20,
wow.
30 years together.
Wow, look
wow,
at that.
That's a beautiful
so,
thing.
Like said,
that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful
he
thing.
He slapped you all right.
Yeah.
Slapped
where
with
he,
where
he slapped you out is a whole other Where he slapped you out was a whole other situation.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we have a beautiful 24-year-old son. So I'm blessed.
Nice.
I'm thankful
nice.
That it happened
yes.
that way.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Rich Money. So Rich Money.
Hey,
I don't know about that karma. But this caller right here seems to got it together already. I'm just saying. And
the karma was a little joke. That's all the karma was. The karma was
look,
a little
look,
joke.
And for Miss Nobetta, for Miss Nobetta and myself. Exactly. That's why he mad.
What? Say that again?
Oh, he big mad.
Say that again?
That's what you
there's
mad because
no
there's
no
dongle to
the dominoes?
Ladies night on a Friday night. Ladies took over Love Entertainment.
Wow. But you know what? It was definitely a good show, ladies. You know, hopefully, you know,
yes.
next week we get some dudes on the line. Because, you know, they text me, my man. Oh, yeah, that's interesting. That'd be good time. I wonder why, dude. Like, really. But anyway, still got a little bit. We want to thank y'all for coming in, joining on the topic and everything. It was definitely appreciated. You know, and if I'm Storm, you know, you usually take it away. You take it away how you want to take it away. And I'm going to leave it up to you.
Yes, 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 yes. So callers and listeners, it was a wonderful show tonight. The ladies did take over Love Entertainment. I'm just saying, Rich Money. We did take it over, but, you know, next week you can regain yourself. You'll have some Dons call in, and we'll chop up another topic for the ladies. We got that this week, I'm just saying. So for all
yeah.
of you here, have a blessed
mm-hmm.
safe week. Check us out next week, Wednesday at 8 p.m., Diva Squad, same number to call. Check us out. We'll have our topics on that show as well. The number is 319-527-6761, same number, different day, different time. Check us out Wednesday night, 8 p.m.
But you know what?
And then check us
also,
out again on Friday night. Check us out on Friday night as
also
well.
Also, Storm, the Tuesday
at
show.
At 7 p.m.
The Tuesday show is starting this weekend. The Tuesday show is going to be starting at 7 o'clock. Playing the 70s,
what's
80s,
Tuesday?
And 90s slow jam. Tuesday.
Oh, word.
We're playing slow jams from the 70s, 80s, 90s. And, you know, and as for the CQ Palace family, anybody could come on. Like, if you want to come on, like, Rich Money and do the first week. If somebody else want to come on and do it next week, but,
you can host
Ray
it yourself.
Queen, a Storm,
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Have your own choice of songs and all that. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
that sounds fun.
So that's going to start Tuesday.
So definitely check us out.
The 7th. So
Tuesday's
all right.
Tuesday's show is Let's Make a Baby Tuesday. So that's the music that I'm
uh-huh.
you know, music from back.
Oh,
let's make some baby.
Tuesday.
That's right. Tuesday.
Exactly.
So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, have a blessed and safe weekend. Look forward to hanging out with you guys next week, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Same phone number, different day. So there's a show Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Tuesday at 7, Wednesday, 8 o'clock, and Friday at 7 o'clock. Check us out. It's Butter Baby.
But his name is still seldom telling it. Simple because I hide it, but super loving be getting them. Causing the girls to freak the funky dance and I be kicking them. Point to any girl as I rap, they will be quoting. Also scoping and hoping I was a man because I'm doping. Girls love the level, but God say I'm a one record man. Throw this in your phone, I go back and I double check it, man. Yo, my record's hype, unlike ones that you play a semi. Soup, you plan to rock or something fierce? Oh, am I? Pumped to make it jump, so throw my beat on and loop it. Thinking that the lover ain't funky, doping, you're stupid. I'm still your entertainer, causing you to get down. Bust a soup and rocket pump without doing the James Brown. James Brown.
I got him rock, pump it up.
My neighbor, a.k.a. Super Choreographer, freaking the funky dope maneuver. You claim another's rougher, but I don't care about who you know. Super lover's dope, so block off your dime fool, you know. Claiming you're a lover, but girl, will still not be telling me. Rushing me like I was a guy, so what is you telling me? Yo, I'm introducing the things I seldom uncover. My beauty's my mark of birth, and my middle name is the lover. So whether I dance or whatever I do sing, girls, I got them locked, won't be the same old routine. No doubt me is a lover, my job is done and I'm being one. Loving every girl, but I'm only liking and seeing one. Trooper, super, girls, I got them locked into. Every funky party, my jam is on and then rockin' too. Simple, my entertaining makes them get down. So bust a soup and rocket pump without doing the James Brown. James Brown. Never touch a girl owned by me or I ruin ya. Slap you with my mic simultaneously as I'm doing ya. First, I owned one of them. From you took some of them. Now my job is flying, position is simply running them. Truth, they call me stupid, hey, call me no other than Super Lover C or you see, or Super Lover Man, or either Calente, but here's a brief in reality. He's out in Puerto Rican, but black is my nationality. Pumped to make him jump in the girls, I owe them a visit. Said I said it's a blizzard, but just what type of blizzard is it? But super is a storm and the microphone's what I'm speaking to. Maneuvers cause the wind and the thunder's the beast you're freaking to. Doping up a show and performing, we are enhancing. Super Rudd is doing work, but these funk is doing the dance. Entertaining, hyping up, but causing you to get down. Super Rudd be doing work, but ain't doing the James Brown. James Brown.
I got him locked, pump it up. I got you. Girls, I got him locked.
To your rappers, a language that should be foreign. Cause motivated, positive, funky rap you be barring. Your vocals just be starting for super edits and lyrical. Lines that get them jumping, you're frantic and all the lyrical. Similar to reaction I get when girls will be listening. To my funky jazz and my picture cover the kitchen. And my super rappers real and I'm not here to just slam fans. Get stupid and I take a rap to bust your whole mainframe. So every funky jam I get ill on, make sure you hear of it. One, you took your girl, so don't front like you ain't aware of it. I'm your entertainer, causing you to get down. So bust a soup and rocket pump without doing the James Brown. James Brown.
I got 'em locked, pump it up.
Yelling it, yelling it, yelling it.